Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 3rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 31 to 34, keeping death as a reality in our daily living. As we come to the closing chapters of Deuteronomy, God clarifies what will happen to Moses now. We read that in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tabernacle of meeting that I may inaugurate him." Moses was to rest with his fathers in a short time. However, there were certain things that Moses was to accomplish on earth before he died. Number one, Moses had to write down the law and deliver it to the priests so that they will safeguard it in the Ark of the Covenant. This law was to be read to the Israelites once in every 7 years at the Feast of the Tabernacles. Number two, Moses was to hand over the leadership to Joshua and inaugurate him in the sight of all the Israelites. Number three, Moses was to write down a song and teach it to the children of Israel so that this song would be a witness for God against the children of Israel. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 19 like this, "Now therefore, write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel." This song of Moses is recorded for our benefit in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verses 1 to 43. Number 4. Moses had to give his final blessings to the children of Israel according to their tribes, which is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 33 verses 1 to 29. And number 5. Finally, Moses had to view the land of Israel from a distance, standing on top of Mount Nebo, and see for himself the promised land that he had led the Israelites the past 40 years to inherit. When Moses saw death as a reality in his life, he could accomplish a lot of things in a short time. This is what God requires from us as well, which is explicitly mentioned as part of the Song of Moses that we read in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 29. "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." We need to understand the brevity of our life and keep death as a reality in our daily living. When we are aware of our own death in the near future, this will allow us to have the right perspective towards life and prioritize the things that really have eternal value, significance, and lasting rewards. Let us join with Moses in praying the following prayer that we read from Psalms 90 verse 12. "So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Let us live as if today was the last day of our lives.